朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我们一起来看撒母耳记下第二章。
Together, let's look at 2 Samuel chapter 2.
我们今天读第一节到第十一节。
We're going to read from verses 1 to 11 today.
天父，我们感谢你给我们机会可以聚集在你的脚前来敬拜你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather in front of your feet to worship you.
为着在饼杯中我们可以享受你的同在，我们感谢你。
So that we may enjoy your presence in the bread and cup, we thank you.
为着你乐意将你的话向我们打开，我们感谢你。
We thank you also for your willingness to open up your words to us.
但愿我们有耳可听的能够听见你要对我们说的话。
May those of us who have ears to listen that we can actually hear your words.
我们等候你。
We wait upon you.
我们相信你爱我们。
We trust and believe that you love us.
我们这样子的祷告。
We pray in such a way.
是靠主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
Through the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 中文圣经里面
Through the Chinese Bible.
有的时候很难把一些英文的一些片语翻得很清楚。
Sometimes it's a little difficult for them to translate some of the actual sentences and phrases.
譬如说第二章的第一节。
For example, the first verse of chapter 2.
他有一句话。
There is a saying, there's a sentence there.
And it came to pass.
然后这样就过去了。
这一个 phrase, 这一个特定的一句话。
This special saying, this sentence here.
在圣经中用了好多好多次。
Has been used many, many times in the Bible.
但是大部分的时候在中文圣经都翻不出来这句话。
However, most of the time in the Chinese Bible, they are not able to accurately translate the sentence.
所以你看，英文圣经是 "And it came to pass after this."
And in the Chinese translation, it's saying that 过了，经过了这样，这样就过去了。
As if, 好像这个。And it came to pass 不存在，你如果看中文的翻译。
As of the sentence, and it came to pass did not exist at all if you go and read the Chinese Bible.
其实这一句话
In actuality, this sentence here
非常有意思的
has very significant meaning there.
有人说这个马丁路德是这么说哈。
Martin Luther said,
他说圣经是活的。
He said the Bible is a living one.
他是可以跟我们说话的。
It can actually speak to us.
圣经是有脚的。
There are feet to the Bible.
他会来追我们。
It will chase us.
圣经是有手的。
The Bible has hands.
可以牵我们。
It can hold our hands.
有的时候神的话真的是如此。
Sometimes God's words are really like this.
有一次在一个教堂里面
One time in a church
他们有一个成人主日学
That's a grown up class, a Bible study
Adult Sunday School
Adult Sunday School
那么这个教这个主日学的老师就问这些弟兄姐妹一个问题
The Sunday School teacher then asked the brothers and sisters this question
他说在你失望痛苦的时候，圣经中有哪一节的圣经给你最大的帮助
？He said, during your disappointment and suffering, which sentence from the Bible would help you most?
有一个年轻人就说
，Yeah, one young person said,
"The Lord is my shepherd."
主耶和华是我的牧者。
你们猜这是哪一节
？And guess where this comes from?
诗篇。
Psalm 23,
我必不致缺乏。
I will not be in need.
另外一个中年的妇人就说了。
However, another middle-aged woman says,
她是引用诗篇46篇。
And she's quoting for Psalm 46.
第一节。
Verse 1.
神是我的避难所和我的力量。
God is a refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble.
是我在困难中随时的帮助。
Oh, it's an ever-present help in trouble.
那还有一个人就说了
Another one says,
那他是用着约翰福音16章
And he's quoting from John, Gospel John chapter
16 33节到35节
Verse 33 to 36.
你们在世上有苦难
You will have sufferings in this world
Tribulation
You will have tribulations in this world
但是你们可以放心
But you can take rest
因为我已经胜过这个世界。
Because I have already overcome the world.
那这个老师就转过头来看他们中间那个八十几岁的一个老头子，一个老弟兄坐在那里。
And then this teacher turned around to look at this 80, over 80 year old man.
他说老弟兄啊，你也应该分享一下吧。
Then he said, elderly brother, you should share also with us.
这个老弟兄头发都白了。
And this elderly brother, he has very white hair.
眼睛也不太好。
And his eyes are blurry.
耳朵也不太清楚。
And his ears are not hearing too well.
但是呢，既然他被叫到了。
But since his name was called out.
他也很乖。
And he being very obedient.
很顺服。
Submissive.
他说。
He says.
And it came to pass.
He says, 这样就过去了。
中文应该翻作之后啊。你要知道。
You have to know.
圣经中这一个词出现了378次。
This sentence has appeared 378 times in the Bible.
所以当他说这句话的时候。
So therefore, when he says this sentence, utter the sentence,
班上所有的同学都笑了。
All the classmates in the, in there in the group laughed.
他说这个老弟兄真糊涂了。
This, elderly brother is so, confused.
他怎么会说这句话是圣经中给他最多安慰和帮助的话呢？
How could he say that the sentence from the Bible gives him the most help?
等大家都笑完了。
After everybody has finished laughing,
这个老弟兄说,
this elderly brother said,
我的头脑有的时候是不清楚的。
Sometimes, yes, my head may not be too clear.
他说, 但是现在是很清楚的。
But right now, it's very clear.
我记得很清楚我30岁的时候。
I remember very clearly at the age of 30.
我失业。
I lost my job.
我有六个月挨饿。
For 6 months, I was starving.
不是，我有六个月找不到工作。
For 6 months, I could not find a job.
可是我要想办法有食物来喂我的孩子，还要喂我的老婆。
But I had to try so hard to come up with a method to feed my children and my wife.
我真不知道那个日子是怎么过的。
I really don't know how I went got through those days.
四十岁的时候
，At the age of 40,
我的大儿子在越战中死掉。
My eldest son died in the Vietnam War.
我不知道我是怎么能够承受这样子的痛苦。
I don't know how I was able to bear those sufferings, those sorrows.
我五十岁的时候
，At the age of 50,
我的房子被火烧掉了。
My house was burnt down by fire.
没有一样东西留下来。
Not one thing survived that fire.
六十岁的时候。
The age of 60.
我老婆得了癌症。
My wife was diagnosed with cancer.
看她被癌细胞一天一天的吃掉的时候。
Watching her being swallowed up by cancerous cell one day at a time.
不知道有多少个晚上我们一同哭泣。
I don't know how many nights we wept together.
我们一同在跪在地上祷告。
Together we knelt on the ground, on the floor to pray.
我七十岁的时候。
At the age of 70.
我老婆走了。
My wife departed.
到今天我还想念她。
Until today, I'm still missing her.
我一生走过的这一个每一个痛苦的经历。
Every sorrowful experience through my life that I walk through.
我都不知道怎么可能我走过来。
I didn't know each time how I was able to walk through it.
但是我看到圣经里面。
However, when I look into the Bible, when I read.
这一句话。
This saying.
And it came to pass.
之后，经过这个之后。
And it came to pass.
经过这个之后。
我突然觉得神在对我说话。
I suddenly felt that God was speaking to me.
神告诉我。
God told me.
无论我今天的痛苦有多深。
Regardless of how great the sorrow is today.
无论我现在的困难有多大。
Regardless of how great my difficulties are.
都会过去的。
It will all come to pass.
神会带我。经过这些事。
God will lead me through these things.
第二章的第一节。
In the first verse of chapter 2.
And it came to pass.
经过这个之后。
好简单的几个字。
A very simple few words.
把保罗十年在旷野的痛苦就这么几个字带过去。
It actually, for the few years of David's suffering in the wilderness, it's just, with a few words, it just pass over.
那一些饥寒交迫。
And all those cold and suffering, cold and
那一些逃命躲藏惧怕。
The days of running for your life and of fear and of running for your life.
冤枉。
And grievances.
被误会。
Being misunderstood.
人家恩将仇报的对待他。
And people actually take revenge on you for the good you've done to them.
所有的痛苦。
All the sorrow.
And it came to pass.
都过去了，都经过之后。
神带着他走过去了。
God led him through them.
现在神把扫罗解决了。
And now God has resolved the issue of Saul.
如果你们礼拜五乖乖的好好的读撒母耳记。
If you had on Friday been obediently studying the book of Samuel.
你们一定记得。
You would definitely remember.
这一路来。
All this way, all this time.
是神全然的主权。
Is God in total sovereignty.
掌管了每一个细节和步骤。
In charge of every detail and step.
当然
of course,
在那个痛苦和失望的里面
During the sorrowful and disappointment time,
大卫不止一次地问过神
Not more than one time David has asked God,
要等到什么时候
Until when should I wait?
你读诗篇
When you're reading Psalms,
你发觉大卫他写了多少次
And you would discover how many times did David write?
How long?
有多久呢?
How long?
要多久呢?
好像他受不了了。
As if he could not take it anymore.
现在。
But now.
And it came to pass.
这些之后都过去了。
有一个很有智慧的人。
There's a very wise person.
他曾经告诉我。
He once told me.
不要问神什么时候。
Don't ask God when.
他说因为神给你的答案了。
Because the answer that God will give you.
永远都是这样子。
It will always be the same.
到了时候你就知道了。
You will know when the time comes.
这个答案好不好?
Is that a good answer?
到了时候你就知道了。
You will know when the time comes.
这一段圣经
This part of the Bible
里面有三次讲到大卫作王
Three times talk about when you talk about David being king
所以很清楚的写这段圣经的人 就把这一段圣经可以分作三个段落。
Therefore, very clearly, the writer of this part of the Bible will be able to satisfy, to separate them into three divisions.
第一节到第四节。
Verses 1 to 4.
是讲到在耶和华的主宰带领之下开始了一个新的国度。
Talking about under the sovereign leading of God, the Lord Jehovah, there is a new kingdom that has begun.
第四节的下半段到第七节。
Second half of verses 4 to 7.
是讲到耶和华的恩慈给别人机会。
Talking about the love and mercy of God being given men, giving men opportunities.
第八节到第十一节。
Verses 8 to 11.
耶和华的旨意被人抵挡。
The Lord Jehovah's will is being resisted by men.
我们现在先看第一段。
Let's first look at the first division.
耶和华的主宰开始了一个新的国度。
The sovereignty of the Lord Jehovah has started a new kingdom.
还记得上一章的圣经
Do you still remember in the last chapter of this Bible?
大卫哭得昏天暗地的
David was weeping so violently.
然后大卫哭完了又气得要命
And after David wept, he was so upset.
所以他把那一个来报信的青年人给他宰了
He then killed this young person who came to give him the message.
所有的情绪也过了。
After the, all the emotions were passed.
所有该处理的事也处理完了。
And all the issues that he need to deal with have been dealt with.
大卫应该做什么?
What should David do then?
大卫知道他是一个王。
David knew that he was a king.
他知道是神高他做王。
And he knew that God anointed him as king.
原来有另外一个被高的王一直在拦阻他做王。
And the other king that originally was anointed had been hindering him from becoming king.
现在拦阻他的除掉了。
And now the one who was hindering him has been removed.
他应该做什么呢?
What should he have done then?
大卫应该派人到以色列各个支派去。
David should have sent messengers to all the tribes of Israel.
告诉他们现在是我该做王的时候了。
Telling them that now I should be the king.
而且你们都知道是耶和华高我做王的。
And you all know that the Lord Jehovah has anointed me as king.
就乖乖的都来吧。
Should all obediently come.
我希望弟兄姊妹不要忘记。
I hope that brothers and sisters will not forget.
以色列所有的大军被非利士人打的是落荒而逃。
All the great army of Israel have been defeated by the Philistine so violently, and they all run for their life.
整个以色列那个时候已经是落到无政府的状态。
And, all the whole Israel situation was in a state of anarchy at that time.
那是一个兵荒马乱的年代。
It's a time that everything was in turmoil.
军队被人家打垮了。
The army was totally defeated.
国王被人家杀掉了。
The king was being killed by others.
那个时候全以色列境内。
At that time, in the whole territory of Israel,
只有大卫这一个军队。
Only David, this army.
只有他带的兵啊是健全的。
He is the only one who is leading his army complete, that's complete.
只有他们的力量可以维持秩序。
That he only his strength was able to retain discipline.
只有他的军队可以抵挡非利士人。
Only his army was able to resist the Philistines.
这是一个统一以色列的大好机会。
This is the best time to uniform the Israel people.
但是我们发觉很奇怪。
But we find it that it's amazingly,
这个大卫啊不像现代的传道人。
And this David is not like the preachers today.
现代的传道人又有 vision, 又有 mission.
And the modern days are preachers, they have vision and mission.
啊又有 strategy, 又会 planning.
And they have strategy and they know how to plan.
啊他们还会 implementation.
And they know how to carry it out and implement it.
这个大卫笨得要死。
But this David, he's so clumsy.
天赐良机啊。
When God gives you this great opportunity,
他在那里不知道怎么办。
And he's there not knowing what to do.
他能做什么呢?
What can he do?
他四面看看。
He look around him.
请问你大卫这时候在哪里?
Let me ask you, where is David at this time?
洗格拉哦。
希
格拉那个时候发生了什么事还记得吧
What was happening in, those, in that place at the time? Do you still remember? In Siklag?
不记得
You don't remember?
被烧掉了
It was being burned down
记得了吧
Do you remember?
大卫住在一个烧掉的城里头
David was dwelling in a town that was being, has been burned down
带着他的军队
Leading and bringing with him his army
他不知道干什么。
He didn't know what to do.
他想一想。
He thought about it a little bit.
我是犹太人。
I'm a Jewish person.
我是犹大支派的。
I'm from the tribe of Judah.
当然就回家咯。
Of course I need to return home.
没有地方去咯。
Nowhere else that I can go.
这个城已经烧掉了。
And this town has been burned down.
所以大卫的祷告你有没有注意到
Therefore, did you pay notice in David's prayer?
他不知道怎么办的时候他祷告
he did, When he didn't know what to do, he prayed.
而且他怎么祷告呢
So then also, how did he pray?
他说我回家可以吗
So is it okay that I go home?
看到没有
Did you see that?
我上犹大的一个城去可以吗
Shall I go up to one of the towns of Judah?
我回家可以吗
Can I go home?
耶和华说什么呢
The Lord Jehovah, what did he say?
Okay.
Did he say okay?、
哦、他说好你要回去就回去。
He said, okay, go if you want to.、
哎、大卫一想不对。
Then David thought about it, he thought something was wrong.
犹大。
Judah?
那很大块地方啊。
That's a big piece of land.
要到犹大的哪一个城呢
But which town of Judah should I go to?
他就问耶和华。
Then he asked the Lord Jehovah.
我去哪个城啊
Which town should I go to?
神就跟他说希伯伦
And God said to him to Hebron.
我不知道你读圣经读到这种地方啊
I don't
你高兴不高兴
when you read to, in the Bible up to this part, are you happy or not?
你高兴不高兴
Are you happy about it?
大卫不知道怎么办就去问耶和华
The Lord, David didn't know what to do, so he went to ask the Lord Jehovah.
然后耶和华就清清楚楚地告诉他可以干嘛就干嘛。
The Lord Jehovah very clearly then told him, say, okay, and do whatever you should do.
你读了高兴吗?
Are you happy when you come to this part of the Bible? Yes.
为什么高兴你知道吗?
Why are you happy, do you know?
说你问神神就告诉你嘛。
Because when you ask God, God tells you.
但你真的高兴吗?
But are you truly happy?
不会的呀。
No.
你再读你说不对啊上帝啊你怎么对大卫这么好嘞
When you go on reading, then you say something's wrong, God. Why are you treating David so well?
哦大卫问你你就告诉他。
If, when David asks you, you tell him.
哦我问你问了个半天你一句话也不讲。
But I have been asking you for so long, you didn't say a word.
同意不同意
Do you agree?
有的时候你读圣经你真的想一想你就会生气的呀。
But sometimes when you're reading the Bible like this and when you think about it, you may be angry.
啊怎么大卫问你你讲嘞
How is it that when David asks you, you tell him?
那我问你你怎么不讲呢
Then when I ask him, why are you not answering me?
圣经又没有告诉我们。
The Bible has it told us.
大卫去问耶和华。
When David went to inquire of the Lord Jehovah,
哎，耶和华是怎么告诉他的呀
？How did the Lord Jehovah answer him?
是做梦告诉他的呢
？Was it in a dream that God told him?
是看到一个异象吗
？Did he see a vision?
是透过一个先知吗
？Was it through a prophet?
是那个以弗德上面的那些宝石会发亮吗
？Was it the jewels and precious gems from the ephod that told shine started to shine?
没讲
Didn't tell us.
你说麻烦不麻烦
Well, isn't that troublesome?
我们要记得一件事
We have to remember one thing.
圣经里面对着神要带领他的孩子这件事情他的应许是清清楚楚的
And God was in the Bible when he wants to talk to the children that he's leading. This is very clear.
以赛亚书
In the book of Isaiah.
30章
Chapter 30.
21节
Verse 21.
你们找到了可不可以读给我听
If you have found it, can you read it to me?
以赛亚书30章
The book of Isaiah, chapter 30.
21节
Verse 21.
1, 2, 3.
Together. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it.
你说哎呀刘叔叔啊这是旧约圣经。
Then you say, Uncle Leo, this is from the Old Testament, Old Bible.
那你现在翻到新约。
So now turn to the New Testament then.
约翰福音第十章。
Gospel John chapter 10,
27节
verse 27.
十章二十七节
Chapter 10, verse 27.
请念
Please read. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me.
主会不会跟他的羊说话
Would the Lord speak to his lamb, his sheep?
会不会
Would he?
他说 My sheep hear my voice.
He
有没有
said, 我的羊听见我的声音。
有没有
Yes or no?
他们可以跟随我。
They can follow me.
所以神是很清楚地应许我们。
Therefore, God has very clearly promised us
神要带领我们。
That God wants to lead us.
当人向神祷告的时候。
When men pray to God.
你怎么知道神要怎么带领你呢?
How would you know how God wants to lead you?
一定是透过神的话。
Definitely will through, be through the words of God.
这就是为什么我们一定要好好的读神的话。
That is why we have to read God's words properly.
因为只有你把神的话丰丰富富的藏在你心里的时候。
Because it's only when you are hiding God's word abundantly in your heart.
当你去询问神的时候。
When you go and inquire of God.
圣灵才能够用着圣经对你说话。
Then the Holy Spirit may be able to speak to you through the Bible's words.
在网上有一个系列的讲道。
In the internet, there is a series of preaching.
如何明白神的引领。
How to understand the leading of God.
也出了一本书。
And there is a book that was published.
同样的题目。
Same topic, same title.
我鼓励你们有时间好好的看一看。
And I'm encouraging you when you have time to read it.
那个能够帮助你很清楚的知道今天你是神的孩子你怎么能够清楚神在你生命中的带领
That will very well clearly help you how to understand how can God lead you and help you in today's and through his words
然后你注意在第三节
And then if you pay attention in verse 3
第三节它最特别的就是大卫也将跟随他的人和他们个人的眷属一同带上去。
And that David also took the men who were with him, each with his family, together, and they settled in Hebron and his towns.
比较好一点的英文翻译。
A better English translation.
会说是 every man with his household.
So it will say every man with his household.
大卫带上去的是每一个人。
That whom David brought is everyone.
每一个跟随大卫的人
Every follower of David
大卫一个都没有撇下
David did not leave or forsake anyone
大卫没有说你很乖你跟我走
David did not say you're very good and obedient follow me
你这个家伙实在不太乖
But you on the other hand are not too obedient
你就留在那个洗格拉算了
Just stay in Ziklag
没有
No
大卫每一个都带走
David led took everyone with him.
他们就来到希伯伦。
And they came to Hebron.
希伯伦在哪里？
Where is Hebron?
希伯伦是在耶路撒冷南边19英里的地方。
And Hebron is about 19 miles from the, in the south of Jerusalem.
希伯伦离喜格拉大概有25迈。
And Hebron is about 25 miles from Ziklag.
这是一个在3000英尺高的地方的一个城市。
And this is a city, a town that's about 3,000 feet above sea level.
希伯伦在以色列人的历史中是一个非常重要的地方。
Hebron is a very important place in the history of Israel.
因为亚伯拉罕和撒拉
Because Abraham and Sarah
以撒和利百加
Isaac and Rebecca
雅各和利亚
And Jacob and Leah
都埋葬在那里。
They were all buried there.
所以那是他们一个他们祖宗最重要的一个城市。
So therefore it's one of the most important cities of their ancestors.
神把大卫带到那里去。
And David brought, God brought David there.
他到了那里以后呢
And after they arrived there,
犹大支派
the tribe of Judah,
他们的长老
Their elders,
就来到希伯伦。
They came to Hebron.
他们在那里就高大卫做犹大家的王。
And there they anointed David, king over the house of Judah.
这就是一个新的国度的开始。
And this is the beginning of a new kingdom.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。